Welcome back to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
Good Sunday morning. Welcome back to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. I'm your host, KG Smooth. In the studio with me, Fred Navarre and Sherrod Hooper, who is a part of the Achievement Through Leadership Foundation. Good Sunday morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
Welcome, welcome. So, Fred, we met you at the State of Black Houston Forum that Houston Justice put on, and you know, you were telling me about Achievement Through Leadership Foundation. So let's talk about that. What is the foundation all about? I mean, it sounds pretty self-explanatory through its title, but give the folks out there more details about it.
Absolutely. The Achievement Through Leadership Foundation was founded by a few of the members of the Missouri City Sugarland Alumni Chapter of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. The Achievement Through Leadership Foundation is committed to the personal development and support of youth within the community, expressly in their quest to attain a higher education. We provide support through financial assistance, and we also support the cultural, educational, and social development of youth within the community.
Okay. And what made you all want to start this foundation here?
Well, it wasn't started by the two of us. It was started by a few of the members in the chapter about 9 years ago. And so I've just been elected as the new chairman of the board to take over and lead the foundation. And Sherrod is one of our board members.
Okay. And so how has the success of the foundation been?
Thus far, it's been wonderful. We're putting together this program on next Saturday to assist the students with scholarship opportunities and venturing out to the different schools within the surrounding area.
Okay. So what is the event exactly? Let's get into that.
The event is a casino royale. It's going to be a semi-formal scholarship event. Mm-hmm. All proceeds will go towards scholarships for Houston area youth. It's going to be held at the DoubleTree Greenway Plaza Hotel, and tickets can be purchased online for $50.
And the proceeds go toward scholarship. The scholarship.
Toward absolutely. The scholarship.
Okay. Now, what is the criteria for a student who may be listening, like, hey, mom, here's a scholarship opportunity for me. What's the criteria?
Right. That's interesting. You should ask that. We just had a board meeting last night to discuss another scholarship that we're interested in adding. Students who are interested in scholarships, the criteria, the list is so long for the two that we'll be offering. And I'll give you a brief overview, but if they go to mocitynoops.com/ATLF, if they click on the scholarship application, it should list all of the information. But pretty much the scholarships will go toward Houston area youth. One will be for economically disadvantaged high school senior, and another one will be for a college student who is currently attending a Houston area university.
Oh, so let's talk about the plight of a young black man in the country. You all being a part of the great Kappa Alpha Psi, you do a lot in the community.
Yes, sir.
What do you see as the big need with young people, especially young black boys or just young boys of color?
Right. Interestingly enough, Sherrod and I are both educators, and I know one thing that I've seen in my experience as an educator is parental involvement. Many times parents don't understand that educators are there to train your students and nurture them while they're in their care. Mm-hmm. But it's not the educator's job to raise your child. Many parents today are hands off, I find. I remember years ago when I was growing up, you know, if my parents got a call from the school, I was guilty, you know, even if I was innocent, which was rare. But today, you rarely see the parent unless there is an issue at the school. And most of the time, you know, I have found in my experience that they take the side of the child. I think if we got back to some of those values that were instilled in us years ago, I think that, you know, youth, especially black males in particular, will be in a much better place.
Yeah. Rashad, what about you?
I believe that a large issue is direction and focus. A lot of the young men that I come in contact, as well as the young women that I've come in contact with in the schools, do not have a direction past what they're going to do after high school years. They say what they think others might want to hear, but they don't know exactly how they're going to achieve those goals. And especially like Fred was saying, without seeing that on an everyday basis and without having the wherewithal to go out and seek out information about how to obtain those goals, they're just, for the most part, lost at the end of the day.
Hmm. Now, what subjects do you all teach?
I actually teach on the collegiate level. I teach corporate finance, but I'm a former high school calculus teacher and a former middle school teacher also.
And what was that like dealing with high school kids, especially in this day and age? Because I can't even, my mind cannot fathom going through what the youth of today go through. I mean, we thought it was a lot with us coming up. Right. And well, I don't, you all are probably younger than I am, but me graduating from high school in the mid, late 90s, I mean, things were, you know, kind of crazy then. They're even more crazy now, you know, especially with, you know, social media and, you know, just the internet being the, you know, the go-to for everything. What was that like dealing with those high school kids?
Believe it or not, I enjoyed that more than I enjoy teaching at the university.
Really?
I believe being a high school teacher was extremely rewarding. I got a chance to actually touch the lives of the student that I interacted with on a daily basis. For the most part now, the students that come to universities come because they want to. You know, they pretty much have it together, even if not in every area of their lives. The students on the secondary education level, for the most part, they're being forced to come to school. So that's the time you get a chance to actually get in there and nurture them and mentor them and actually be that example for them.
Mm-hmm. Rashad, you, how about your
and
experience?
I have been a special education teacher in a high school as well within the Houston Independent School District. And working with predominantly minority youth, it's definitely a challenge, but I love it.
Yeah. What can we do as a society, though, to get back to, you know, how it was? The saying was, it takes a village to raise a child. Now it seems that the even the village itself is lost. And I know that these were some of the issues that we focused on during the State of Black Houston forum. But what is you all's take on what we can do as a community to get back to that mantra of it takes a village to raise a child?
Well, in my personal opinion, as a community, I think it's extremely important for us to lead by example. Many times I've had students to tell me after the fact, you know, Mr. Navarro, it was because of you that I decided to go to college, or it was because of you that I decided to do this, or even start wearing suits. I think it's really important for us to lead by example. Children are watching, even when we don't think they are watching. Leading by example, practicing what you preach, definitely making sure that you're doing the right thing, even when no one's watching. To me, that's what living is all about. So I think if we, again, went back to some of those old values that were instilled by in us by our grandparents and great grandparents, I think as a society, we'd be much better off today. I think we've lost sight of what's really important in life.
Yeah. Your thoughts?
Just basically being role models, which I mean, as an educator, being in the school on a daily basis, you wear numerous hats aside from just being the teacher of record within a classroom. I mean, you, you're with the student more times than the parent on a lot of instances. And you're called upon to be the teacher, the parent, the brother, the sister, the mentor. And
can that be draining at times?
It can be, but it's also extremely rewarding and fulfilling, especially at the end of the day, if you see a student that walks across that stage and achieves their goal of receiving their high school diploma.
Now, with you all being educators, I'm this question just popped in my head. Are we reaching or does the schools, are they adequately prepared to teach our children what it takes to progress and go on in this world with the advancement of, you know, technology, science, mathematics? Are these schools up to par with the curriculum that is offered? There was a pause there.
I'll let Sherrod take that one.
I would say that the majority of the schools are. I think that in today's educational society that most of the schools and teachers especially are forced to teach to state standardized testing, mm-hmm. which is, I feel, detrimental to a certain extent to the students
mm-hmm.
and to the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the capability, as far as the teachers have the capability to reach the students with that curriculum, but because they're forced to, almost to a certain extent, teach to the curriculum of a standardized test, a student might miss out on a specific area of content information.
Mm-hmm. I always felt that those standardized tests, you know, to equate or say that, you know, a child can go to the next grade or this is where you are intellectually is not a fair assessment, because every child does not learn the same way.
You also have some students that just are not great test takers.
Mm-hmm. So they need more of a hands-on approach, or
that may be a solution. I find that many teachers themselves are not really equipped to handle certain situations like this. Being a former educator, and those, I might be crucified later for saying that, but I think definitely in the educational system, we really need to look at some changes and implement those changes within the school system.
Yeah. What other things need to happen in order for our children to be successful and, you know, receive these scholarships as the advancement?
I think a large
leadership
issue is that the breakdown of the overall educational foundation that occurs early on in a student's educational development, meaning the elementary levels.
Mm-hmm.
And after you are pretty much behind, depending on whatever subject matter, it's hard to catch up.
Correct.
It's very hard to catch up. And then at the end of the day, you end up getting pushed through. And when you do reach higher education or college level, you're lost to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You feel the same way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Here in the news lately, there's been a lot going on with student-teacher relations. You've got teachers, you know, hitting kids. You've got them writing nasty notes to the student to give to the parent. You've got inappropriate behavior between a student and a teacher. To your point, Fred, earlier when you said, you know, some teachers aren't even, you know, qualified or equipped to teach these kids. What is going on with these teachers?
You know, that's a very interesting question. I think it's really unfortunate when teachers, you know, step outside of that professional zone. I think the important thing for teachers to understand at all times is they are the professional.
Mm-hmm.
Now, naturally, they're human. You know, they're going to feel certain things when a student becomes irate and, you know, just goes off. Or when you've told a student several times to, you know, do something, you've given them a directive and they've disobeyed it mm-hmm. continuously. You know, so naturally, teachers are human. And, you know, being an educator, I do understand what it's like to be in a position like that. But I also think the important thing is realizing that we are the professionals. We are trained. We are adults. And so we should be equipped at all times to deal with situations like that. The important thing is to deal with them professionally. I am human, but I love my job also.
Right.
On the collegiate level, we have a little bit more flexibility, but at the same time, I practiced the same standards in my finance course that I practiced when I was in a 12th grade classroom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use profanity with my students. I make sure that my students understand this is a professional environment. You know, I'm not going to use my cell phone. I don't want you to use your cell phone. I'm going to respect you, and I expect you to respect me. And even when I was in the K through 12 field, I really did not have issues with my students. I think the important thing is for educators to set the standard on day one. I come from a long line of educators in my family. And so I was taught the old school way.
Yeah.
And the old school way is you set the standard on day one. You don't mm-hmm. have to come back the second week and say, well, we're going to switch things up. This is how we're going to do it. And once that foundation was set, I did not have any issues in my classrooms and still don't to this day. So I think the important thing, you know, to answer your question is just making sure that we keep it professional at all times. Keep it about the job and remember that it is a job at the end of the day, no matter how much you enjoy the student or you like a certain student. Keep it professional at all times because it is a job.
Yeah. Sherrod, with you being a special education teacher, do you find that a lot of your students maybe don't even belong under the special education title?
Oh, all the time. All the time. I actually have a close connection with a lot of my students as to after they somewhat get to know me and the year has gone on, I let them into the fact that I myself was placed in special education while I was in elementary school mm-hmm. due to the fact that I had a hearing disability. And as far as my learning and comprehension skills, they were fine. But because I was sitting in the back of the classroom and what might not have been able to hear instruction, I missed out on a lot of things. And they saw that as special needs. Mm-hmm. But what happened, and thank the Lord that I had her on my side, my mother came up to the school and was an advocate for me. And I think that's a large issue with a lot of the students today, that they, again, a parental involvement is not in the schools as much as it used to be back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to publicly acknowledge you all and thank you all for the work that you do in our education system, because from what I understand, there is a lack of black men being teachers. These young kids of color have no black males to look up to, or any males of color, you know, to look up to. So for you all to be doing this and to still be passionate about your job, I applaud you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And the Achievement Through Leadership Foundation, the scholarship program, give the folks the information one more time.
Okay, so those who would like to purchase tickets, they can purchase them online at 2015casinoroyale.eventbrite.com, and that's casino with a K. Again, that's 2015casinoroyale.eventbrite.com. And that event will be held Saturday, February 28th from 8 p.m. to midnight at the Doubletree Hotel, Greenway Plaza.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you all
thank
for
you.
Coming through.
Thank
and
you.
I know, you know it's a Kappa event when everything is spelt with a K that has the C sound. So, thanks again,
thank
fellas,
you for having us.
Coming
thank you
through.
So much.
And you've been listening to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.